Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Slacker and Steve.
We want to talk about your nasty neighbors.
Nasty.
Chicago, dude. This is, you know what it's like living in a big city? I mean, we've never lived in a big, big city. Well, you have. You lived in Detroit.
I did. Yes, that's correct.
Parking is impossible.
It sucks. Yes, it does.
So this Chicago dude is kind of running this Airbnb-like thing with cars. I've never heard of it.
It's weird.
But it's called Turo, and I guess he just rents all his cars out.
Yes, that's the new thing now, I guess.
So he has 38 cars, and parking is so hard on Chicago streets, but he's like, he's taking 38 spaces in front of his apartment or whatever.
He's parking them all out publicly.
And he doesn't care. Like,
doesn't.
All of his neighbors are like, come on, man.
Yeah, you're junking.
You're taking the space of 38 people. He's like, I'm sorry.
They're my car. I could park here if I want.
If I find a place to park my car, then I'm parking.
Right.
He's now doing it sort of
out of spite.
Because they went after him with the city council and stuff, and they were like, you can't do it, you're running an illegal business. But then they couldn't prove that it's illegal because it's kind of like an Airbnb, and that's not really
Yeah.
So he like parked his cars at like private lots for a little bit, but he's like, no.
No.
Screw you.
Yeah, I'm not gonna pay to park. Free.
It's basically a huge flip off to everyone in the neighborhood.
And I'm surprised they're not keying his cars. And yeah, that's.
You have good neighbors, don't you?
You know what? Every time we do this topic, man, I want to come up with something, and I have the best neighbors.
Well, you have neighbor kids who throw their bikes in your yard.
You're right. They're the little stinker butts, but the adults are all awesome.
Time out.
Yes.
Did you just say stinker butts?
I did. That's the term that you use, I thought, for kids.
I don't ever say that.
I thought that was.
Nope. As a staunchly rugged, who's a stinker butt? That's the weirdest thing I think you've ever said.
I didn't realize.
No, you're in a history of a lot of really bizarre stuff.
Stinker butt was probably
stinker butt is right in that.
Because you're the parent, and I thought for sure that's the name you guys use to unruly children.
Huh. No.
You're going to start, though.
I'm not.
Feel free to steal
it. My children aren't zygotes.
Okay, that's true.
Embryos, whatever. So we'd love to hear if you've got a neighbor that's flat out nasty. You can rat them out on the air right now. Tell us your nasty neighbor story. I actually also had, there was a neighbor, we had a friend of show who they moved into a new house in a nice neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
And this woman who lived next door to him had always had elderly people living there, and they were younger.
Mm-hmm.
And the woman did not appreciate a younger group of people moving in. So the woman next door was such a nasty neighbor that she basically photocopied pictures of male.
That's right.
Junk.
Yes.
And put them in all of her windows that faced their house.
And the houses were pretty close to each other.
Yes, it's one of those neighborhoods where you can borrow a cup of sugar without ever leaving your house. And so anytime you'd open any of the windows on that side of your house,
bam.
Emblazoned pee-pee pictures.
She was just a bitter,
just
angered,
a nasty,
yes,
nasty woman. Another person said they looked out their window to see their neighbor leaning over their fence, stretching into their yard, sawing branches off their tree.
And that's wrong, apparently. I guess that's...
If the branch is going into your yard, you're allowed to saw it off.
Oh.
But not, she was leaning... The neighbor, he was leaning over...
To catch it before it got to their property.
Mm-hmm.
You can't really... Yeah.
It killed the tree.
What?
Yeah.
They didn't do it? Oh, they didn't...
They just cut... They cut a leader branch off.
Oh.
So then the tree was just like...
Oh, crap. I didn't know that about leader. Huh. That's not cool.
The tree was done.
That's not cool.
Dunzo. Well, I had a neighbor I'm having all these flashbacks of neighbors. I had a neighbor. I put up these huge bushes to try to block them out.
And you were allowed to do that.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I got permission for the Hakiro Nishiki. Were the names of these bushes. They grew up and out fast. It was like 2 years, and it was like, boom, blockade. No more. I couldn't see anybody.
Nice.
And all of a sudden, they start dying off. And if you looked down at the base, I finally figured out when I was sawing them off to start over, somebody had driven. God, I don't even want to give this tip on the air. But if you drive a penny.
Copper
into the base of a tree. You just take a penny and with a hammer and go bunk, bunk, bunk. No one can see it, but the tree, it just starts to die because the water that's going up goes through the copper.
Bastard.
Poisons the whole tree and everything's dead.
Bastard.
Killed five Hakiro Nishiki. What kind of person does that?
Especially the Nakiro Nishiki.
Hakiro Nishiki! I know I'm probably getting it wrong, and all the nurseries are right now going texting. It's called Nakiro Shiki. I don't care.
Close enough.
Copper kills it. That's all I know.
Yeah, but that's a nasty. That's a D-bag.
Somebody
neighbor.
Else said that their father had died from lung cancer. And apparently there was an ongoing battle between the father and the neighbor. And once the father died, the neighbor put up a sign in their yard that said, Karma's a B.
Now that's...
My dad just died,
and
fool.
A black soul that person is.
So if you got a neighbor of the nasty variety...
Like these.
We'd love to hear your story. Amy?
Yay!
Nasty neighbors, what do you got?
Sorry to even tell you this. My neighbor pooped in a trash can in the window where we all can see.
The human or a pet?
I think it's a human, but it's like the
what?
Most disturbing.
The
like, I
heck?
Think this is therapeutic for me to even say, because like when I first saw it, I was nauseated and disturbed.
Okay, hold on. Take us through the process. So this is in all her front yard?
Yeah. Taking the dog out, you know, you kind of glance over. You're not trying to spy, but the window's open, so you look over, and holy cow, someone's squatting over a freaking trash can.
Oh, so she does it inside of her house, but in front
inside
of a window so you
house,
can see it.
Which makes it so the police can do nothing about it. Exactly.
Oh, she's smart about it. Is she one of those girls from that cup video from a couple years ago? I don't know. Because why else would you need to?
One girl,
know,
one trash can. She's doing her own video.
It's the most messed up thing ever. And the police will do nothing about it.
Because she's not doing anything. Because she's smart about it.
She's in her... But isn't she indecent?
Exactly. But apparently in your own home, you can be as indecent as you want. I doubt if a man was doing it, though, it would be as big of an issue, is my opinion.
Yeah, it's not very ladylike, but...
No. Wow.
So her pants are... I just got to go through the logistics. Is she pooping while standing, then? Or is she squatting over the potty?
Squatted over a trash can.
Squatty potty over a trash can. And do you get to see her then pick the trash can up and take it somewhere else?
Listen, I don't hang out for that.
But I need closure!
Get over there and borrow some sugar.
No!
And you're saying it wasn't just a one-time thing. She was in trouble and couldn't make it. She does this on the regular.
It's on the regular because the other neighbors see it too. I don't sit there and wait for it. In fact, like, I avoid that at all costs now. You know, I wear the blinders. But,
and then have you ever spoken to her?
Oh, no. Oh,
okay,
no.
So she's just a pooper and nobody's... Has anybody?
No, I mean only in, like, a yelling match. She's one of those crazies, you know?
Okay.
Nice.
Wow.
Yeah.
I gotta see it. So either you gotta shoot a video and send it to us, or invite us over to the house. Thank you for the call, Amy. I don't even see a reason she's doing it to...
Has to be. What else
for
would
the,
you...
For the shock
value and the notice me.
Wow, dude. That is weird. Katrin?
Yay.
Nasty, weird neighbor. What do you got?
Well, we had a guy who just hated our family. We lived in an apartment complex, had two apartments, and the guy would stick a match into the doorbell on a Sunday morning at 7 a.m. so that our doorbell would just go off.
Stick a match in so it like...
The doorbell was stuck and it just kept ringing.
That's actually kind of simply clever.
You know, my doorbell at my parents' house...
That would do it.
If you just touch it, if you held it in, it would just go bing and it wouldn't go bong until you took your finger off of it.
I think that's how mine is.
Bing, bong. So that would not work on my parents' doorknob.
Oh, right.
Yeah. He took it a step further. He also stuck glue into the lock of the apartment door into the second apartment.
He did?
Yeah, that's a D-bag move.
Did you get him? So, I mean, could you prove it was him so you could get him arrested or no?
No, but we knew it because he complained about us keeping the door open. My parents would get deliveries and had to get him into the second apartment. So he didn't like that. It was like one of these old people that hated the cold or something. I don't know.
Wow.
Yeah, because you were rich. You guys can afford two apartments.
I don't like the cut of your gym, rich folk. Listen to my doorbell all day.
You're the two hoity-toity.
Did you finally have to move, or did he get out?
No, we moved.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Because
there's a point, especially when you buy a house, you get so wrapped up in the coffered ceilings and stuff and the like, oh, my God, all this stuff. You got to check out your hood.
That's the important part.
And, like, make sure you're not moving into next to psycho killers or me, who's just going to make you feel awkward about living next to me forever. Thank you for the call, Katrin. Crystal.
Yay.
Nasty neighbors, what do you got?
So I have a neighbor that actually calls the police on us about once a month for 5 years.
For 5 years? What were you doing?
For 5 years. Well, we've had everything from being blamed for the raccoons pooping in their yard. They said it was my cat. Oh, wow. They have gone out with a measuring tape and measured my grass.
And they call the cops on long grass?
That's diligence.
I like
there.
These guys. Yeah.
They have gone and they called the police because their tree fell on our fence and broke it, and they said that it was our fault.
See, I hate our, I can't.
Now, again, this is what we were just talking about. Who's going to win? Are you stubborn enough to stay, or are you going to get out of there just to get away from this tool?
I own the house. They're renters.
They're renting from you?
No, they're renting from somebody else.
Oh, I was going to say.
What are you going to do?
Yeah.
I am really nice, and I smile, and I am very polite, and we offer them to let them use our leaf blower or whatever else. Their kids are not even allowed to talk to our kids, and they're the same age.
Weirdos. Yeah, you did everything
eventually,
you could.
Eventually, something... The cops have got to... Like, they're not coming anymore, right? They're like, guys, stop.
Oh, no, they still come. They say hi, pet the dogs.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you for the call, Crystal. Listen, if you're my neighbors, look how much worse you could have it.
Yeah.
Slacker and Steve, weekday afternoons on Alice and anywhere, anytime on the radio.com app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.